driving down the interstate, listening to the radio. America takes a dying breath over nameless rivers of Ohio. Where we
love. All right, folks. Whoa. Welcome to, gotta turn the volume down on my headphones. Welcome to today's episode of The Rib. This is your host, Robin. And I have a lot of really long tracks today. So, as usual, I'm always saying that. I have a lot of music today. I hope I can fit it all in. Anyway, a lot of really cool stuff has been coming out, which is great. Let's see. We're going to start out with my feature. The feature album I have today was put up by Kathy Kennedy, and she is a sound artist, a Canadian sound artist, who works with various technologies, works with the voice and digital media. She works in community art with feminist practice and does stuff like soundtracks, installations, live performances, choral direction, voice lessons, etc. And this project is HMMT, H-M-M-T, nope, H-triple-M. Sounds like what it's going to be. It's a project that invited electronic musicians to create a piece using a recording of humming. Eight voices humming into a holophonic mic. And we have a whole bunch of artists doing their own renditions of this original piece. And the first one I'm going to play is a remix done by Kathy Kennedy herself and David Gutnick. And this one is called Hum Doc. It's about 7.5. No, it's about 8 minutes long. And by the way, this album is put out on the Montreal label Lesson 666. And if you want more information on it, you can go to le-son666.com. Okay. So, but first, I will come back after this 8 minute track by Kathy Kennedy.
Transmitted from the Drake.
So they're in the Drake humming. For Ardua ad Astra, through adversity to the stars. Sounds like they're in the stars. You know what this reminds me of? 2001, the Stanley Kubrick movie. Very much so.
Would you like to join me in a hum?
Sure.
Like, it should be loud.
For me? Yeah, could you? you read that out loud?
Humming is good for your physical health. You can join in any time.
Do you believe that?
I suppose there's no reason not to believe it. It seems perfectly logical.
Do you hum?
Sort of, I guess. I do hum sometimes.
What does it sound like?
It just sounds like an airway. Not much of a sound, no.
Can you make that sound?
I can make the sound out very well.
Could you do it yourself with your mouth?
No. Not that sound. Not that high frequency. Impossible. It's impossible to make a frequency that high by mouth. Unbelievable.
I'm a smoker. So.
Well, that's fun.
May not be usable.
Yeah.
Is a smoker's hum different than a non-smoker's hum?
I don't know.
It's a little gravelly.
What am I doing right this minute? I'm waving the antenna around to see if it affects the reception. But I should be humming. Just taking a little break.
Participating in this?
Sort of.
How are you participating?
Well, my radio conked out, but I'm continuing to hum.
What are you humming?
Whatever frequencies I can hear from the other radios.
You're trying to match the humming?
Yeah, just matching the pitch of the humming and always staying within earshot of the other radios. I couldn't do it for half an hour, and I don't think I could hum while doing other things. Like, humming is just something that I... If I do it, I'm doing it, well, almost, I guess, as a way of centering myself or grounding myself or something like that. It's a great way to warm up the voice and prepare yourself to be a vocal person or a vocal element in the world.
Are there cultures where humming's more important that you know of? I think of Tibetan culture, for example.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the difference between humming and chanting? I think it serves a similar function, doesn't it?
What about humming and meditation?
Yeah, I think that if I hum, it's more meditative than it is anything else, I think. Yeah, I think that's what I mean by humming as a way of grounding oneself or preparing oneself to be in the world as opposed to outside of it.
So if you do it now with your eyes closed, where will it take you? Let's find out.
It doesn't take me anywhere, it just takes me here, or it takes me closer to here. Yeah, that's what it does.
Closer to the
closer
corner.
To here.
Closer to the corner of Queen Street.
Queen and Beaconsfield, I think it is.
So you're really more at the corner of Queen and Beaconsfield than you were before you did that.
Yes, yes, I am more rooted at the corner of Queen and Beaconsfield than I was 15, 20 seconds ago.
That sounds like a good place to be.
Well, if you feel rooted, I guess anywhere is a good place to be. or anywhere is a good place to be as long as you feel rooted, or you feel grounded.
All right, welcome back to the Rib. Next up, I'm going to be playing a track by the artist Jandek. This album's called Portland Thursday, and it was put out this year, but recorded in 2006 on April 20th in Oregon at the Hollywood Theater in Portland. And this was recorded live. I don't know a super large amount about Jandek, but I know he is labeled as weird and lonely. He's from Texas, and it's a single person, one being, and Corwood Industries is the label, and he's got a lot of albums out, like 28 plus, I think, and I think he's been creating, releasing albums since the 70s, and he doesn't willingly ever interview or doesn't play in public too often. But here's a live concert from him. So he's a guitarist, and he's going to be playing in Vancouver in December at the Scotiabank Dance Center. So this is a fair ways away, but I thought, what the hell? He's playing on Monday, December 7th at 8 p.m. And he's going to be playing electric guitar, joined by Jeffrey Allport, drums, Wendy Atkinson on electric bass, Josh Stevenson on synthes, and Rachel Wadham on zither. So that sounds really cool. Let's see how much tickets are. Tickets are about $30. Not cheap. But Scotiabank, it's a good venue. Anyway, let's continue. I'm going to be playing the first track from this recording, and it's called I Like You Too, and it's quite long. It's about 13 minutes long. So enjoy, folks.
Thank you. guys like you, but I like you too. Well, thank you. She said. guys like you, but I like you too. Well, thank you.
Every Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a news show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
Remember when you first learned about the birds and the bees? Want to learn more about the birds and the bees and the berries, urban agriculture, delicious homegrown food, solar energy, and much more? Check out the Society Promoting Environmental Conservation. Come to one of our workshops, join our solar panel tour, or go to our website, www.spec.bc.ca, for more information.
Okay, welcome back to The Rib. This is Robin, your host. And up next, I'm going to be playing another track by from the feature CD. And today, the feature CD, if you're just tuning in, is put together by Kathy Kennedy, who does a lot of work with vocalizing things. And this is a remix of that humming. And this is by Helen Provost. And it's called and then following that, I'm going to be playing a track by Eric Copeland. And this is from his new album, Alien in a Garbage Dump. And I'm playing the 9th track from that, which is called Al Anon. And a little bit more about Eric Copeland. He is based in New York, released this album under Pawtrax Records, and is one of the members, core member of Black Dice. I think I played some of their stuff a couple weeks ago. Also in Terrestrial Tones. And this was released in August. And that's all I have to say about Eric Copeland. But first, here is...
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back, Robin, and you're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM, coming out from UBC, back to UBC, back to the grind. I started school and work, because I wasn't even working in the summer, I was basically doing everything other than school and work. I started that all on last Tuesday, all on the same day. It was hard, it was really hard. It was definitely a change. Actually, I was reading this excerpt, or I'm reading Villa Incognito by Tom Robbins, and there was part of that where he was talking about how trees are so much better than humans because they can go through seasonal change without having nervous breakdowns. And I agree. Yeah. But, you know, I like humans too. I'm going to be playing another track from the feature today, which, or up next. I always say that. This is by Autisticy. It's from the remix compilation, and it's called A Carving from 10 Lips. Following that, because I like singing too, there's a compilation out called Friends in Bellwoods 2, out of the Spark. And the artist, Lisa Bozikovic, she's on there. Her track, The Letting Go, I'm going to be playing that. Timber Tambor's also on this as well. I think I featured them, like, months ago. After that, more. Awesome, awesome stuff. But first, here's Autisticy.
We'll be right back. long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these rooms are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Okay. Now, while I cue in the last bit of the show, because we only have a few minutes left, I'm going to let you know what else is happening today. I have the news playing at 5, and then Career Fast Track, 5:30 with Philip D, this side of Monday with Becky S, and I think officially now, Sun and Night Dreams is off from 6 p.m. to 7:30. No more John Tanner. He is officially retired. Becky S. is taking his place every week now instead of bi-weekly, so that's exciting. Radio Free Gack airs with Gary Kay at 7:30. And then at 9 p.m. is The Jazz Show. Okay, folks? Okay. I'm going to be playing one more track from the feature album, and this is put together by Thomas Chrysalis, who remixed The Humming, and it's called Villa Triste. Following that, I will be playing the presto finale movement from the Ensemble Ordinateur's version of Irrsonat. This was written by Kurt Schwitters. When? A while ago. He was a Dadaist poet. And this was basically like a very, very virtuosic piece for voice. Plays a lot with all the different sounds you can make with your mouth. And I know I've played this before, but not this version of it. This is actually done by a Vancouver group. And I just thought of it because I know that New Music Festival, Vancouver New Music, is coming soon in October. In fact, October is crazy. I was just talking about that with Luke. October is crazy for concerts. So, I saw the Irrsonat last year, and it was incredible. Anyway, this is Ensemble Ordinateur is a vocal ensemble. They're from Vancouver. They formed in 2004. The artistic director is André Cormier, and they like to explore, in this piece, the incessant, obsessive nature of it. It's a seven-piece ensemble, and so I'll be playing that, and we'll see if I have more time. If I don't, it's straight on to news, and that would be it for the rib. So, but first, here is Thomas Chrysalis's piece. All right, guys, that's it for the rib. My internet crashed just as I was playing the Ear Sonata, so I'll do it next week. And there isn't enough time anyway, so I'm just going to put on the sixth track from the remix comp that I have here. That was my feature. This is by Francisco Lopez. Very bassy. And after me is news. Thanks for tuning in, guys.